Blow for breakfast.
It's a good way to start the morning.
She moved in the morning and all day.
Triple M.
Roger Simpson, retail expert on the phone today. And Roger, during COVID-19, it's been absolutely tragic to see what's happened to local small businesses, family-run businesses, but also the big major players, big companies that we sort of thought would never fail. David Jones, Target, they're shutting a lot of stores. What has happened and what sort of sparked them to close up shop quite quickly? Yeah, considering, you know, the pandemic was starting to come out of it now. What was the main catalyst for them to say, no, we need to shut these stores and we need to shut them now?
Yeah, it's quite interesting, Pablo, because it's actually not a short-term thing. It's been a long time in the making, and with both David Jones and Target. And if you look at David Jones in particular, I mean, they've been struggling for a number of years, and I think what's happened with COVID, it's just actually brought it a lot quicker to a point. So, and similar to Target, I mean, it's interesting when you look at Target, because obviously their sister company, Kmart, was in trouble a number of years ago, but then had a massive turnaround and is now actually doing really well. And Target's been the one that's struggling. So, there's a number of things at play that have caused these issues, Pablo, not just COVID.
Yeah, and I think it's interesting. I think a lot of people didn't realise, and I kind of forgot. I used to actually work at Target. I used to be a checkout guy at Target back in my high school years, and it was such a great, busy place to work. And I went actually, you know, my hometown's Bendigo, and at the start of this year I was back there, and I went into the store, and it was really quiet compared to what it was like, you know, 15 years ago. But I think a lot of people don't realise that Target and Kmart are the same company. And it is a bit weird because they're really competing against each other with these big shops that they kind of sell a lot of the same things.
Yes, yeah. And that's been a hangover for a number of years. And because obviously with Coles buying both Kmart and Target over the many years, and then bringing them into the same stable, etc. And then, of course, you're right. I mean, they were there to sort of differentiate. And there's lots of strength about having two brands. That, you know, because you've got massive buying power, etc. But when they start to compete against each other, they start to cannibalise, of course, and take sales from each other. And I think where Target's made a big error, of course, is that they had a lot of I'll call them joint ventures, but they had, you know, Stella McCarthy and a lot of really, really good designer brands, and then they got rid of them, and so people were going, well, I don't know the brand. It's not a well recognised brand. It's a Target brand or whatever. Why am I paying $49.95? Go to Target, get it for $39.95. I'll just go there. So that was sort of the start of things, and then you've got. I think there's a whole lot of specialty stores now that sell products that customers go to, and also you've got the big international players, H&M, Zara, Uniqlo. They have absolutely come in and mown Target's lawn. So big challenges for them.
Now, David Jones, they tried some interesting things over the last couple of years. They're obviously, you know, in their big stores, they've got the big food courts. I think last year as well, they were exploring with doing food, their packaged food at service stations. So they're obviously, they've tried to reinvigorate and try different things. But those shops are obviously massive. You know, the floor print on those David Jones stores are huge. And that's obviously a big cost to them. Is it too little too late for David Jones? Are they going to shrink to these stores being tiny, and then they kind of lose their way a bit, and people think, oh, this store's not what it once was? Yeah, what's the future for David Jones?
Yeah, that's the $1 billion or the $1 million question there, Pablo. But yeah, we've certainly seen that as well. And Myer's been suffering, very much the same with losing sales year on year, and it's just because the big sort of department stores, they've lost their way. And David Jones used to be, you'd go into David Jones and you would get service. You'd go in there and you'd be approached by someone. You could talk to a team member, and they'd give you advice, styling advice, all that sort of stuff. Now, a bit like Myer, they've ripped the guts out of their staff numbers, and they're not set up to do self-serve. And so they've really lost their direction. So people, and again, you know, you've got, as I said before, H&M and Zara, etc. They're taking a lot of their products away, or their sales away, I should say. There's also, you've got, you know, JB Hi-Fi, who are doing really well, and that's another area where sales have gone. You've got now online as well. So they're just starting to lose sales. And, of course, that's the problem. They were set up to be massive, big department stores paying massive amounts of rent. So that's what they've got to do. They've just got to sort of downsize and get back to what's really selling well and be really, really good at it. But they've got to be different. And that's what every retailer has to go, what makes us different? Is it our service? Is it our products? Is it the experience, whatever it might be? And you look at David Jones and go, well, there's nothing different there. Mm. So, yeah, they've got a very challenging future because their market value has dropped dramatically.
Yeah, it's incredible. And I think what's going to happen over the next couple of years is Amazon and all those big players start coming into the marketplace more. It's going to be something to watch. Roger Simpson, retail expert from The Retail Solution. Thanks for your time today. Appreciate it.
Absolute pleasure. Pablo.
Pablo for breakfast.
Triple M.